So, I literally haven't come in, I think like 5 days or something like that. And I really wanted to yesterday. I was getting really riled up yesterday. I was so fucking close to coming. But I didn't, because I wanted to save it for today. So, hopefully this is a good one. Oh my God. If it gets to a point where I think I'm gonna come too fast, I'm probably gonna edge a little bit. Because I don't want it to be super short, but I guess we'll just have to see how it goes. So, I'm already naked, laying in bed on my belly, but I think I'm gonna roll over to my back right now. I have my dildo ready next to me and some lube, but just gonna start by fingering myself first. Come twice then. I've literally only come twice, once in my entire life, and it was so fucking hard. Like, after I come once, I get so fucking sensitive, like, it literally starts to hurt. And I can't. Like, I really had to force myself to come twice that one time. And, like, I got so fucking sweaty and it was so hard and it took so long. I wish I was, like, one of those girls that could just come, like, over and over and over again. But, like, once I come once, it's like, I can't fucking touch down there. Like, I'll literally start, like thrashing around. It's crazy. Okay, so I really want to talk about my brother-sister incest fantasy. Oh, I'm already wet here. I'll let you guys hear that. Oh my God, holy shit. Huh. Talk about my incest fantasy. So I have this like recurring fantasy that I think about sometimes of like having an older brother and like moving in with him after college or something like that. But like the point is that like we live together, like just us. And like I'll walk around the house wearing just like a t-shirt and panties, or like a skirt and no panties, and like trying to tease him, you know what I mean? And then one day, He'll like come home late from work, or actually no, my fantasy is that like he'll come home drunk. So I guess like maybe going out with friends and like trying to get a girl at the bar to like hook up with, but like he can't. So he comes home like drunk and frustrated and horny, and I'm asleep on the couch. Like I fell asleep watching TV or something, and I'm laying on the couch on my belly with like my ass in the air, and my t-shirt is like starting to ride up a little bit, and so he can see my panties. And so he walks in and looks at me and just stares at me for a minute. And it starts getting hard, thinking about what he wants to do to me. And like, there's this conflict of like, he knows he shouldn't do it, but he's so fucking horny. And so he figures that if I don't wake up, then, you know, no harm done. So he comes over and lifts up my shirt a little bit more and just runs his hand over my ass really softly. And then he puts his hand between my legs and starts to feel my pussy. Oh my God. My upstairs neighbors are going crazy. What the fuck? Trying to record porn down here. Oh, fuck. So he starts touching me over my underwear. And he can feel me starting to get wet. And so he pulls my underwear to the side. Oh my God. Pulls my underwear to the side and runs his finger up and down my pussy to feel how wet I am. And it makes his it makes his fucking cock throb in his pants. And so, oh my God, there's a lot of people here. Oh, Jesus. Okay. So he takes his cock out and he kind of like, very carefully, kind of gets behind me and puts his cock on my ass and just kind of rubs it like between my ass cheeks. Oh, fuck. And he's just getting so hard and so turned on that he can't stop himself. And so he starts to put his cock inside me. And then that's when I wake up. And before I realize like what's really happening, like I turn to him and I ask him what he's doing, and he just puts his hand over my mouth and tells me to be quiet and to just let it happen. And he starts to poke his starts to put his cock inside me, and I try and sit up and just try and get him off me. But he takes his other hand and holds my hips down. And then he tells me about how he knows I'm teasing him. And that he sees me walking around the house in just a t-shirt and panties and no bra. And those times that I wear a skirt with no panties and I bend over right in front of him. And he knows I'm trying to tease him. And that I'm such a slut. And that this is what I want. knows that this is what I want. And so he starts to shove his cock inside me. And I still try and struggle a little bit. But he's so much stronger. And he just pins me down. And he slides his cock inside me. Oh, fuck. And he tells me what a tight cunt I have. He just starts pounding me hard and fast, and he's grunting in my ear and telling me what a worthless whore I am and that I deserve this. I can feel him getting closer. His body starts to tense and his breathing gets heavier. And I tell him not to come inside me, that I'm not on birth control. But he says he doesn't care and that he needs this. And he tells me that he doesn't care if he puts a baby inside me. That it just needs to come. He just needs to fill my pussy. He needs to flood my womb. Fuck. Oh my god. I don't know if I should use my dildo. My fingers feel really good right now. Yeah, I guess I will. Let's see. Okay. So, another fantasy I have is like a brother's best friend type scenario. And so, like, maybe it's like the same situation, like, me and my brother are living together after college. And one day he invites his friend over to stay the night. And my brother's friend knows I like him. So he teases me all night. Flirts with me. And then after my brother goes to bed, his friend comes into my room and gets into bed with me. And I'll turn to him and ask him what he's doing. Tell me that he knows that I want him and that he wants me too. And then, fuck, he'll put his hand in my panties to feel how wet I am. And when I start to moan, he tells me that we have to be quiet so my brother doesn't wake up. My stomach just curled. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh. I'm gonna let you guys hear me fuck myself. It's my dildo. Hold on. My brother's friend. Fuck. So he'll tell me that we have to be quiet. And then he gets under the covers and moves between my legs. He pulls my panties down. And then he starts gently kissing my thighs. And it almost tickles. Moves closer to my pussy. And then he'd give me one long, slow lick. All the way from the bottom to the top. And then he'll flick my clit with the tip of his tongue. For giving me another long, slow lick. He's looking up at me. Oh God, I'm just watching him. His eyes looking up at me. While his face is buried in my pussy. His hands grooving my thighs and squeezing. Fuck. Continues to lick my pussy. Long, slow licks from the bottom to the top. Oh, before coming up and kissing me, making me making me taste myself on his tongue. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel his cock rubbing against my pussy. And the head of his dick rubbing against my clit. And I beg him to put it inside me. Oh, please fuck me. Please fuck me, I want it so bad. I've wanted you for so long. Oh, please put it inside me. Please fuck me. Oh, fuck. And he kisses me. As he puts it inside me. Fuck. And it feels so good. And he starts to go faster, and I start to moan louder. But he puts his hand over my mouth and tells me again that we have to be quiet. But it's so fucking hard because it feels so good. And then he'll put his hands behind my knees and push my legs back. Fuck. And he really starts fucking me. Hard and fast and deep. Oh, fuck. Fuck. And with every thrusting, I gasp. He's so deep inside me. It feels so fucking good. It's fucking good. And then I'll tell him to put his hand around my throat and to choke me. He does. He starts squeezing my neck while he's fucking me. It makes my eyes roll back. Is growling. Oh, hold on. I'm gonna put my phone down. Can y'all still, excuse me, can y'all still hear me? Not going to be able to read the chat because putting my phone on my nightstand so I can use two hands to fuck myself. So I'm just going to talk and try and come because I really want to come. Okay. So, yeah. Oh, fuck. My brother's friend fucking me. Oh my God. My brother woke up and caught us. Fuck, that'd be kind of hot. Oh man. Oh fuck, what if he kicked his friend out? And then yelled at me. Told me what a worthless fucking whore I am. That I'm such a slut. That I'm such a cock-hungry slut. That if I want to be a slut, he'll treat me like one. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, gosh. My brother forced me to my knees. Told me to look up at him and open my mouth. And then he'd spit on me. Spit on my face and in my mouth and told me to swallow it. Then he told me to take out his cock. But I would hesitate because he's my brother. And so he would slap me. And tell me again to take out his cock. And this time I do. He's already hard. He tells me to open wide and stick my tongue out. Oh my God, I'm so wet. And then he would just shove his cock down my throat in one long stroke. Just all the way down to the balls. Until my nose is pressed up against his pubes. And his hands are on the back of my head holding me there. And I'm gagging and choking and my eyes are tearing up. And he tells me to look up at him. And he tells me how pretty I look. Gagging on cock. And he asked me if this is what I wanted. If I'm such a whore that I would want my own brother's cock. And I struggled to say yes while my mouth is full. While my mouth is full of cock. Oh, fuck. And then he would tell me to stand up. And bend over the bed. So I do. And he spanks me as hard as he can. Over and over again until I lose count. Until my brain is fuzzy and I'm going dizzy. And I can't think. And then... fuck. And then he would touch my pussy to feel how wet I am. And he would ask me if I'm really this wet over my brother fucking my face, spanking my ass. And tell him, yes, I am. And then he'll ask me if I want his cock. And I say yes. Slap my ass with his cock. And then tell me to spread my ass. And then he would start pushing his cock into my pussy. Huh. Fuck. And then he would tell me that now I belong to him and that I'm gonna be his own personal cum dumpster. And he's gonna use me whenever he wants to. And that's what having a slutty little sister is for. To just use. And he doesn't care if I don't want it. He's gonna make me take it whenever he needs to get off. Oh, fuck. Excuse me. Fuck. And then he'll start fucking me. While still spanking my ass. And he tells me that he's gonna train me to be the perfect little slut. To be a mindless little fuck toy. With no thoughts of my own. Just serving cock as my only purpose. Fuck. And as he's fucking me, my brain goes empty. And all I can think about is this cock and how badly I want him to come inside me. He can just give me a look and I'll get on my knees. He doesn't even have to say anything. I'm just a mindless little slave. Just his personal sex life. Trained to be someone's personal cum dumpster. Fuck. Have them teach me exactly the way they want me to suck their cock. Fuck. Every night, I'll either be kneeling at the door with a blindfold on and my hands behind my back, my mouth open and tongue out, just waiting for them to come home, ready for them to fuck my face, or I'd be in the bedroom on all fours with my face down into the bed, buried into a pillow, my ass up and my legs spread, presenting myself just my pussy spread out in the open for them. ready for them. Already wet, soaking wet. I'm ready for them to put their cock inside me as soon as they come home. Fuck. Okay. I need to focus on coming. I'm sorry, I can't talk anymore. Freeest little whore. I just want to be a mindless servant whose only purpose is making my master come out, taking his load wherever he wants to put it, in my mouth, in my pussy, or in my ass. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm fingering my G-spot. Holy shit. Fuck, that feels so good. Oh my god. Shaking. Fuck. Oh. So sensitive, oh my God. Fuck, right there, that's the spot. Oh my God, that's the spot. fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh my god, I'm gonna keep going. I can't. I'm chicken. Oh. Oh God, okay, holy shit. Keep going. I'll try. Fuck. Oh my God. I can't do it. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, that was crazy. Oh my God, that was crazy. That took a lot longer than I was expecting, so I'm sorry if sorry if that went on too long. Okay, I'm gonna go clean up. I'll take a picture of my pussy so you guys can see the aftermath. But I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Holy shit, that was really fucking crazy. Like, I don't think I've come that hard in a long time. I'm all sweaty. Okay. All right, I will talk to you guys soon, okay? I hope you enjoyed. Well, good. I hope some of y'all were able to come with me. I know it took a little bit longer than I wanted it to. But I hope some of you were able to edge and hold off until that moment. Yeah, send your cum shot in the, I guess in the Make Me Horny channel. Yeah, if you guys want to send me your cum shots, I would love to see it. Like, love to see it. So you can show me what a good job I did. Oh, it's okay if you missed it. I recorded it, so it'll probably be up. If not tonight, tomorrow, hopefully. I'll probably post it. I don't know if I can post it on Reddit because it's like a live, app. So I might have to edit out some areas. But we'll see. I'll post it somewhere. It'll be somewhere. yes, I would love cum tributes. Dick Rates. There's a Dick Rate channel if you want to send your dick pics there. I'll probably start responding to some people, like once I clean up and kind of get settled. I'm really hungry, so I'm probably gonna eat something first, but I'll start responding to the Dick Rates, in an hour or two. Yes, you can come all over my picture. Yeah, there's a channel for Dick Rates now, so. Okay, I think that's it for now. So thank y'all for being here. Thank you for listening. And you'll hear from me, again very soon. Okay, bye.